soft you now. The fair Ophelia. Nymph in thy horizons. Be all my sins remembered.
Good, my lord. How does your honor run this many a day?
I humbly thank you. Well. Well.
My lord, I have remembrances of yours that I have longed long to redeliver. I pray you now receive them.
No. Not I. I never gave you aught.
My honest lord, you know right well you did. And with them, words of so sweet breath composed has made the things more rich. The perfume lost, take these again. For to the noble mind, rich gifts wax poor when givers prove unkind. There, my lord.
Are you honest?
My lord.
Are you fair?
What means your lordship?
That if you be honest and fair, your honesty should admit no discourse to your beauty.
Could beauty, my lord, have better commerce than with honesty?
Aye, truly. For the power of beauty can sooner transform honesty from what it is to a bawd than the force of honesty will translate beauty into his likeness. Now this was sometime a paradox, but now the time gives it proof.
I did love you once.
Indeed, you made me believe so, sir.
Well, you should not have believed me! For virtue cannot so inoculate an old stock, but we shall relish of it. I loved you not.
For I was the more deceived.
Get thee to a nunnery. Why wouldst thou be a breeder of sinners? I myself am indifferent, honest, but yet I could accuse me of such things that were better my mother had not borne me. I am very proud, revengeful, ambitious, with more offences on my back than I thoughts to put them in, imagination to give them shape, or time to act them in. What should such fellows as I do, crawling between earth and heaven? Oh, we are arrant knaves, all believe, none of us. Go thy ways to a nunnery. Where is your father?
At home, my lord.
Well, then let the doors be shut upon him, that he may play the fool nowhere but his own house. Farewell. If thou dost marry, then I'll give thee this plague for thy dowry. Be thou as chaste as ice, as pure as snow, thou shalt not escape calumny. Get thee to a nunnery. Go, farewell. And if thou wilt needs marry, marry a fool. For wise men know well enough what monsters you make of them. To a nunnery, go, and quickly too, farewell.
Oh, heavenly powers, restore him.
I have heard of your paintings too well enough. God hath given you one face, and you make yourself another. You jig, you amble, and you list. You nickname God's creatures, and you make your wantonness your ignorance will go to. I'll have no more aunt. It hath made me mad. I say, we shall have no more marriages. All those that are married already, all but one, shall live. The rest shall keep as they are. To a nunnery. Go!
What a noble mind is here on throne. The courtiers, the soldiers, the scholars, eye, tongue, sword. Expectancy and rose of the fair state, the glass of fashion and the mould of form, the observed of all observers. Quite down. I, the lady's most deject and wretched, that sucked the honey of his music vows. Now see that noble and most sovereign reason like sweet bells jangled out of tune and harsh. Oh, that unmatched form and the feature of blown youth blasted with ecstasy. Oh, woe is me to have seen what I have seen and see what I see.